Blog Talk Radio.
Well, praise the Lord. God bless you. Welcome again. Doctrine of Truth. I'm your host, Bishop Poole. We're here always as on the grassroots level to encourage you and pray for you and you and you. Call a friend, tell a brother or sister that Doctrine of Truth is on the air. Hawkins family saying, cheer up, my brother, and cheer up, my friend. Amen. Live in the sunshine. Live in the joy of the Lord, because He's our strength. Amen. He's the one. Amen. God bless you. Father, we thank you right now, oh God, for this study and this broadcast. Lord, stretch your hand of deliverance upon those, amen, that you have here today. We know it's, and tonight we know it's not a mistake, oh God, because your hand and you know the time. In the moment, and we thank you for all your time and moments that you've given us here on earth. Lord, we ask you to bless them and strengthen them now as we, amen, go forth in your word, oh God, to encourage those that are in Christ. And we bind Satan's hand, we bind every weapon, every discouragement, oh God, every negative word and negative approach that he's trying to bring against the body of Christ. Oh God, especially those that are listening, wherever they might be. In Jesus' name, we pray, amen. God bless you, amen. Doctrine of Truth is on the air. Again, I'm your host, Bishop Poole. You can always go to blogtalkradio.com/ Jesus Christ International Ministry, Jesus Christ Ministries, amen. And you'll find us live. You can share with those, amen, later on after this encouragement, amen, to be a part of this program. Or you can call 1-855-236-2252, toll free 1-855-236-2252, 1-347-215-8816, 215-8816, area code 347. Amen. We thank God for you. Amen. All of you, wherever you are, wherever, we thank God for the listeners, 28,000 listeners over the year to the broadcast, but it's been because of you, and God has touched your heart and mind to share what He's given you, and that's what we're about. We have a purpose, and our purpose to let them know that the kingdom of God still lives. Exodus, the 20th chapter, And we're finding here Moses, one of God's great servants. Amen. And God led Moses to bring his people out of Egypt. In the 20th chapter saying, the Lord God spoke these words saying, I am the Lord thy God which brought thee out of the land of Egypt, out of the house of bondage. Thou shalt have no other gods before me. Thou shalt not make unto thee any graven images or any likeness in anything that is in the heaven above or that is in the earth beneath or that is in the water under the earth. Thou shalt not bow down thyself to them, nor serve them. For I am the Lord thy God, am a jealous God, visiting the iniquity of the fathers upon the children in the third and fourth generation, unto them that hate me. Amen. We wanted to stop here, amen, to share with you, amen. It's very important to understand to love God with all your heart, mind, and soul. And if you be honest with God, amen, through his Son, Jesus Christ, and the Spirit of God, the Holy Spirit, amen, he is the telephone. If you can use that analogy, the Holy Spirit, he speaks what he hears, amen. And he, if you stretch out to him and pray to him, and amen, and give yourself honestly to God, he will answer you. Or he will show things unto you that will help strengthen you. Watch this point. God will show things to you about yourself to help strengthen you in this spiritual walk with him. Amen. God has, I'd like to share with you in this study, two things that he had dealt with me about, and I really didn't understand, amen, because of the fact I didn't know that was there. I didn't know that was there. Amen. One was in fasting and praying, and basically above everything, praying and sharing time with God and, amen, becoming a friend of his. The Holy Spirit spoke to me one day when, amen, doing meditation and this, amen, I wasn't aware. And he spoke to me, say, I want you to take all the records that you have out of your closet there, amen, and give them away. And my response said, well, Lord, I'm not playing these records, these albums here, the things that I had stored up from in the service with all men from different nationality, color, creed, and we shared jazz albums, and they were my treasures, and I had them in my closet there and in the cabinet. But he said, put them out. And, you know, being obedient, didn't understand, but I know learning to be obedient and young in the ministry, amen, back in the 80s, and I put them outside. I put them outside, and being smart, I thought of being smart, I put them in a separate box and set them outside of the garbage can, because I knew, you know, during those days, amen, the men would come down the truck and they would get off the truck and throw the garbage inside the truck. And when they looked at those boxes, they went to the box, and all the men came. He called, and they looked at those boxes, amen. And they put them in the front cabinet of the cab of the truck, amen. And I was so hurt. I said, well, and they took off because I was at the big window looking out, waiting for them to drive away. But when they drove away, I felt a great release in my spirit. I didn't know, amen, that I still had them in my heart. Amen. I wasn't playing them. I wasn't using them. But they reminded me of friends and situations and things over the years. Amen. Those years, amen, in the war, friends that I made. Amen. So here's the point. Here's the point here. Amen. If you're going to love the Lord thy God with all your heart, amen, and all your mind, all your soul, and what we're saying the subject is, amen, you got to have a fire sale. Amen. You got to throw out every weight that you carrying around, that you cherishing, and you looking over, you watching over, even though you're not using it, even though you're not being a part of it. Amen. But you brought it from the past. We're talking about things that you've gotten from your past, before you got saved, before you came to Christ. Amen. And now you haven't, you know, nobody haven't told you about this. Nobody told me about this, and that's why it's impossible. That's why it's possible that God know things that the prophet don't know. God know things that people don't know. Amen. Having a relationship with God, amen, God will tell you things that's important for you. Amen. He will describe things and share things that you are carrying in your heart, things that you're doing. Amen. So we're going to open up the lines, and might be something that God has shared with you. Amen. You might not think it's a weight. You might not think it's a weight. Amen. But you can call in, amen, and share with you that maybe God has revealed unto you that you need to correct. Amen. Something that you need to, amen, improve on, whatever it might take. But, amen. You can dial 1-855-236-2252. 1-855-236-2252. Amen. And press 1, and our technician will type you in. Amen. You can express yourself. There's no wrong answer. Amen. We're not here to tear down anyone. Amen. It could be something that you never expected. Amen. That you're doing. Amen. And it's on your heart. It's on your heart. Amen. That's why it's important that you read the Word of God and you cherish the Word of God. Amen. And then the Spirit of God can reveal to you. Amen. God is, he's more than in the church. He that is in you is greater than he that is in the world. God dwell within you. He deal within you. He know your conscience. He know your mind. Amen. He know things about you. Amen. Nobody don't know, but you do. You do. You know what's going on. And he was trying to, Jesus come to strengthen your life, help you, amen, the battle, this spiritual battle, that you can save those around you, those that hands that you are touching and hands that you might not think that you are touching, amen, lives that you might not think that you are touching, amen, but people know you, they know the other person that knows you, amen, it's a chain of people related to your life, amen. God love you. He's here to help you. Sometimes we don't think, amen, that the shoes that we're wearing, amen, maybe you had them so long and they're falling apart, but you won't get rid of them. There's something, amen, in that. You might not think so, amen, but go ahead and throw them out and see what happens. Amen. There are more shoes in the world, but what's attached to that shoe? Amen. You've seen people that they have a hat, they just wear it. Amen. They grab that old lucky hat. Now, lucky. Amen. Now you're saved. Now you have the Spirit of Christ. Amen. God, he that is in you is greater than he that is in the world. And amen. Now you're carrying your old lucky hat. Amen. Isn't that something? A lucky hat. Amen. He is God. Amen. Through his son, Jesus Christ, knows everything and sees everything. Amen. He can make things happen for you. Amen. So God love you. We love you. Amen. We can open the line. Just press 1 on your phone, and as the operator will tap you in. Amen. We always call the area code and your last 4 digits. Amen. God bless you. Area code 954, last 4 digits 4427. Yes, sir. God bless you.
Amen, Bishop. Always great topics. Listening to you, I remember some time back when I kept up with sports a lot and kept up with the statistics on different players and stuff, and the Spirit got on me and said, you know, you know all those statistics about those different people, but how much do you know about the Word of God? And at that time, I stopped my magazine subscription, and I decided that from now on, I'm only going to read inspirational works and testimonies and the Word of God. And you know, for years, that you know, for the past 20 years or so, that I just refuse to look at any more statistics, and I'm always getting inspirational books, people's testimonies, and reading the Bible. And you're right. I just saw that, you know, do I know the Word of God as well as I know all these statistics about people? So, you know, I'm going to thank you. You know what I'm going to thank you. It reminded me when I put aside all of that. So thank you.
All right. God bless you. God bless you. Always good to have you. Amen. If anyone else would like to testify, amen, because you might not think that what's being said is strengthening, but it's strengthening one another. Amen. Just by God, amen, he's able, amen, to reach out, because that's what we're here for. We're here to help one another. One man and one woman don't have it all. One person don't have it all. Amen. God gave it to his servants, and it's for us to share it. Amen. It might be some things you might feel very simple. Very simple, but, amen, we should think about it. We should think about it. Amen. We're getting ready. Amen. This year, we're working around going to the holidays. And amen. I knew, amen, holidays. I love the holidays, the cooking and the, amen, the smell of the aroma. Amen. And that was something I had to work out of my system to replace it. Remember, God replaces things. He does not just take something from you, tell you about this. He wants to replace it with something better. Amen. God got something better. He replaced it. Amen. He give you something better for what he wants to correct what you're doing. Amen. You for your love towards him, he wants total love. Total love. And once you give him total love, amen, he give you something back. He give you something back. Amen. If you ever read the Bible concerning, amen, the book of Isaiah, the 61st chapter, amen, God, amen, through his son Jesus Christ, and Jesus was prophesying, amen, when he went in the temple on that Sabbath day and he was reading. He said, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me. Amen. Because the Lord has anointed me to preach good tidings to the meek. He has sent me to mend up brokenhearted. Amen. To proclaim liberty to the captives and open the prison of them that are bound. And to proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord, the day of the vengeance of our God, to comfort all that moan. So if you give God your moaning, and Peter said, cast all your cares upon him, for he care for you. Amen. God give you something back. Amen. God give you something back. When I release all those albums, and I love music, but I still love music, but because I had it, amen, from the wrong hands, amen, it remind me of wrong things, amen, and bad things, amen. And I begin to worship that without worshiping God. Amen. So if you give God your moaning, he'll give you back. He'll give you back comfort. Yes, he will. He'll give you comfort. Amen. If you give God your ashes, amen, things that have been burned up for the world, God will give you beauty for your ashes. Amen. The oil of joy for moaning, the garment of praise for heaviness. Amen. All those things that you heavy down trying to carry from one place to another in your life, in your mind, in your spirit. Amen. God can replace that with joy. And I experienced that. Amen. I experienced the joy of God when I let those treasures go. Amen. I didn't expect it was treasures. Sometimes we think that diamond, gold, and money is treasures. No. People have things, amen, in their closet. Amen. Letters and records and phone numbers. I don't know what else. Amen. But just give it to God. Give it to God. All right. The lines are open. You can press 1-855. Amen. 236 2252. Press 1 on your phone, and we'll have our technician will tap you in. Amen. You can read a scripture, sing a song. Amen. Share a dream. Whatever God given you, amen, that you can share now, that you can share publicly, amen. You're willing to do so. You're willing to do so. Either call a friend, tell a friend, amen, to come on the air and share with others what God has given you. Amen. Freely receive, freely give. Amen. You give unto others and share. That's more, that's more than money. Amen. Sharing with people. Amen. Special how God works. Many people don't know, amen, Jesus and the kingdom of God. And God, they're learning. They're learning. They're learning. And I'm still learning. One man don't have it all. One woman don't have it all. Amen. We're still learning. We're learning from each other. Amen. We're learning from Paul, Peter, John. We're learning. We're learning. And Jesus taught them all. Jesus taught them all. And he's our master. We follow him. Amen. Jesus will replace whatever you give to him. Amen. If you throw out, amen, you throw out records, amen. I go out and I cherish, amen, gospel records. Amen. Gospel music. Amen. And I listen to those songs that, amen, have meanings. And those songs that really, you know, appeal to the soul. Amen. And the mind and be encouragement. Amen. And those are the things that God will give you. God will give you things. Amen. But you have to let the past go. Remember now, when you went into the water and you were baptized, amen, and under the authority of Jesus Christ, amen, everything that was dealing with you in your mind, body, soul, when you went down in that water and you came up out of the water, all of that was forgiven. All of that was forgiven. All of that was passed away. Paul said, old things are passed away. Amen. You have no more, amen, authority. You have no more, amen, right to go back and pick it up. Jesus done washed it away. But Peter said, be baptized for remission of sin, removal of sin. God washed you clean through the blood of Jesus. And up to that point, now you start out new. What a new background. Amen. A new future. Amen. A new walk, a new talk, a new mind. Everything become new. Amen. But there might be things around you you're not aware of that when you look, turn around and look at it, you say, oh, I remember that. Why did I have that? Then slowly the enemy begin to slowly try to deal with your mind. Try to deal with your mind. Amen. All right, you can push 1 on your phone. And amen. I don't want to do all the talking here and the time. Sometimes time get away from us, and we don't want to cut anyone off. And we thank God, amen, for the night today. Amen. You might know something. It's a part of repentance. Part of repentance. Well, if you don't want to share, thank God. Thank God. Don't make up anything. We don't want you to make up anything. Amen. How God dealt with you. But we're saying have a fire sale. Have a sale. All right. 954. Oh, okay. All right, we had a problem there. But anyway, you might throw out things. Get rid of things. Don't be afraid. Amen. Don't let fear come in your mind. Don't let the enemy say that to you, that God not going to replace it. You know, you don't know if you're going to find anything like this before. You know, you got to build up joy in God. You have to do, that's by the church and fellowship, amen, and going to God's house, amen, and being part, amen, with righteousness. Yes, you can watch different games, and yes, you can go to, amen, cookouts, but be with the right people. Amen. Yes, you're supposed to take vacations and have rest days. Amen. But don't let it sit in your heart where you got to have this. Well, that's what the enemy watches. The enemy watch. He looks and he watches. Amen. When you say an enemy, amen. When you're in a warfare, amen. They have scouts out in the war. You need to know how the enemy works. He watches. He scouts. Amen. He looks around. That's what Peter said. The enemy is like a roaring lion. He goes around seeing who. Amen. See what he can find on you and me. Amen. Then he bring accusations at night up in the courtroom and blaming you and blaming and pointing the finger at you and bring your name before God. And thank God Jesus sitting there on the right-hand side. Say, Father, but that's mine. That's mine. And all you have to do is say, you know, 1 John 1:9, Lord, forgive me. Forgive me of my sin. I didn't know, amen, God, that I was carrying my birthmark, amen. And this was pertaining to a revival I had, amen. A young man, he was wondering why he didn't get his breakthrough. He come in and he prayed every night. So one night, amen, after the revival was over, he came in the last night. But the Lord showed me that night, amen, over his bed, he had all the birthday marks, all the marks, the horoscopes, January all the way through December, a big old sign, big old wheel over his bed. And when he lay down at night and everything, he had all that over his bed, all of that. When he accepted Christ, he didn't know that was a part of repentance. He had to get rid of that. You have to denounce the devil. You have to denounce, Lord, I don't do this no more. I don't do this no more. I don't beat people no more. I don't lie to people no more. I don't steal no more. Lord, forgive me for this. Forgive me for that. Amen. Even though, amen, it's there, but you don't worship that. You don't buy things, amen, for rabbit foots and carry all that Buddha. Amen. You don't walk out that house every day and rub Buddha on the head and say, give me luck, amen, anymore. No, you don't do that. You don't kiss the rabbit foot or some other things. And New Year come in, you throw a lady who's always, I want you to come to my house. Yeah, I need a man to walk in my house. They're going to get in there, throw salt over their shoulder. Amen. And all of, you know, all these different things now is over. They're over. Jesus is your Lord and Master. He told us to St. John 7:7, Matthew 7:7, seek and you shall find. Knock and the door will be open. You know, ask and it shall be given. Amen. You be apprehensive about things. You want things to happen right away. Well, you need to do some research. You need to call people. You need to talk to people. It's there. You can make it happen. Amen. But make it happen through God. Make it happen through God. Amen. Have a fire sale. We're talking about a fire sale. Amen. Have a sale. Sell out. Sell out to God. Sell out to God. Get rid of those things that you look at and you can sit there and all day long and just cry. You and the dog sit there and cry all day long. Because it keep reminding you, but how is that going to help you to go forward in Christ? Amen. How you gonna, it's a new day. Amen. Old day, old things are passed away. We got to go forward now. We got to go forward in Christ. Amen. It's just a weight. It's just weighing you down. It's weighing you down. And that's what the enemy wants to do. He wants to weight you down. Isaiah 61, amen. The Lord wants to, amen. He wants to take you. Take the moaning and sorrows that you have, and he want to give you a praise. Amen. He want to give you a praise, a spirit of praise, a praise that you don't have to go to the praise service and get. He got a praise for you, but you won't get it in the church. Amen. You get it in your heart first. Amen. You can bring it to the church, but amen. This one it happened in your car, your home. Amen. It might be something you're praying for now. Amen. But you might not think so. You might not think that. Amen. This thing you've been carrying or something. All right. All right, caller. 4427, you're on the air.
You know, bitch, you really bringing things, a lot of things into mind. We You know, there are a lot of things today that take our attention and hold our attention, and I've looked and see that it's easy for people to think that you know don't hold these things in their heart because it's so common. I look at the young people, they'll go to bed with the earphones, with the earplugs in, you know, listening to their text messages, and they text messages till they fall asleep, and when they wake up, they look and see which message they miss. And so, you know, this thing is in them when that they can't be separated from it, and so it'll be hard for them to get the word of God in them or pay attention to the Lord because this thing is on them 24 hours a day.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
They go to sleep text, and they wake up to look and see what they missed. And there are many things nowadays. You know, technology has gotten so mode that there are a lot of things that get us trapped away and that we just don't pull away from. I remember that when coming up, the TV station used to go off at midnight, and now you know there's 300 or 400 channels and they own all the time. They never go off, so it's easy to get yourself locked in and not know that you're locked in on these things, and so there's little or no time for you to spend in the Word of God because all your time is soaked up in all the new gadgets and things that they have nowadays.
Right. Amen. Very good. Appreciate that. Because of the fact that take away your rest, you know, have a chance to rest, get a good hour of sleep. And these advertisers that advertise products, amen, they advertise products. You see them 5 and 6. All right, we have another caller, area code 352, last 4-digit 1615. Yes, sir. God bless you.
God bless you, Bishop.
God bless you. Good to hear you, Bishop.
I was thinking about I just want to give a little testimony.
Yes, sir.
17 years I played professional guitar and sang with a group. They know how those apps was a problem. They were superstars. They come into superstars. Roger's dead now. But for 17 years, I had to. When I met my wife and God started pulling at me. I left that, and I got saved with my wife. And still struggling because I had all my guitar and all my instruments and everything, and it was very difficult for me to separate. I thought once I got saved, I could come into gospel music. So I started playing with some gospel groups. Start traveling again, but in the same lifestyle, out of those same individuals that I was with, I began to condemn. And I didn't understand why I was being condemned because I was playing gospel music. But at the same time, I quit that. Then I went to another one after they called. But this time around, as God began to deal with me again, I had to make some choices, some hard choices. Because something I got used to. It was part of my character and my nature. And what happened is that I had to make a decision to let them go. And I told the group that I was quitting. I was really serious and hard. But they came and told me other relationships and the other gigs that we called them back then that we had and responsibilities I had to figure that out. But I didn't. What I did, Spirit spoke to me. God told me to get rid of all my instruments, and I could get rid of them. And that's what I did. I'm just short. And that's what I did. I had to get rid of all my instruments. They still came, but when they come back, I didn't have anything to play with. And I found out that's the only reason the world wanted me was what I could supply them. And God began to deal with me, told me, because I made that decision. It wasn't easy. It wasn't simple, but I put those things away. I began to get into the Word of God. And that's what changed my life. That's what caused me to be able to have the ability to be able to let the world go, because the things of the world, they kept drawing me in through the things that I brought from the world into my spiritual life. And I had to let those things go, like you were saying before, and so that God could have my heart. I committed myself to God wholeheartedly.
Yes, sir. Very good, Bishop. Really, I know exactly those for us to know that had, once you release something, amen, God replace it. He will definitely replace it, but you had to release it. You had to let it go. Amen. God bless you. What a wonderful, wonderful testimony. Amen. We're praying that tonight that, amen, those that are listening, especially young babes in Christ, amen, these men and women that are testifying tonight, been on the road, amen, 20, 30 years or more, amen, and they love it. They love God with all their heart, mind, and soul, amen. I got mad at the devil when I gave up and felt the joy, amen. I was upset because all the friends that died, amen, that died, amen, since 1979, and one time I was thinking about something, the Spirit told me they still in hell. I said, oh Lord, over 20 years, 30 years, they still in hell. And that shook me, amen, gave me a little bit more joy, amen, gave me a little shout, I better keep going, I better stop here, amen, amen. The enemy try to bring all type of things to your life to make you feel, give you a pity party, make you think this, that, and the other. But once you turn loose, amen, you might not think so, but you might be worshiping things. You'd be worshiping things. You're not sure. Amen. God bless you. Amen. I was fasting and praying and seeking God, and I came out of, I'm not criticizing anyone, but when you begin to lay aside your, lay your body out for God, amen. You don't have to be 24 hours or 400 hours and all this, but if you be sincere with God, He'll speak to you. He'll speak to you. Amen. And praying would bring His attention. Amen. If Jesus had a cell phone, I said many times, amen, he would own billions of dollars of phone bills because He stayed on the phone. He stayed on the phone. The Lord spoke to me. I was getting ready to do a revival. Amen. I was praying and fasting. And the Holy Spirit said, you better get my word. I said, oh, God, Jesus. Lord, about 2 or 3 hours, I mean, a whole week, just fasting, praying, because I did what the people told me to do, being young in Christ. Amen. I just did what people told me. And I thank God for the Holy Spirit. He's a teacher. He's a teacher. Amen. He will lead and guide you. Amen. He knows what we need. Amen. Philippians 4. Amen. It was another time. Amen. And coming out of consecration and praying and, amen, talking with the Lord. Amen. Philippians 4 and 6. Amen. God dealing His word. You can find what He tell you in the word. Amen. And I read it. But before then, I was watching the clock. I said, it's a consecration. I said, okay, I got a meal ready. I got my coffee on and everything, and I was ready, almost just watching the clock. You know, young in Christ, we do those things. And the Spirit said, amen, be careful for nothing. I said, well, Lord, I need my coffee here, and I got it ready. He said, no, you don't need no coffee. I said, no, Lord, I need. He said, no, you don't need that. Amen. I said, no, I need my coffee. I caught myself at the third. I said, you know, it's not that when you put yourself in a position where the enemy is watching you, and he can take something to disturb your spirit, amen, cause you to get upset and lose your mind or lose your, like some people say, I'm gonna lay my religion down and all of this. You have to watch that. You have to watch that because, amen, the enemy is using that tool. Amen. If it's upsetting your spirit, if you strive, he says, Lord, help me to overcome this. Help me to overcome this. Doesn't matter what it is or who it is. You have to ask God, help me to overcome this. Because it's not good for my health. It's not good for my walk with you. and you might make bad decisions because of the fact you had set out and plotted things. But amen. But the devil is watching. We have an enemy watching to use tools. Amen. Your weaknesses or whatever it might be. Amen. All right. We're always coming to the end. Amen. We got some more time left. Amen. If you have something you wanted to share, amen, please do so. Amen. Unforgiveness is also one that people carry on their heart. Amen. But that blocks. God can't get through. Holy Spirit can't speak to you. Amen. He can't give you a scripture or a dream because you're tied up in things. Amen. We know it hurts. Those that have been hurt. If you never love, then you've never been hurt. If you really poured your heart into something, amen, and someone disappointed you, a situation, amen, you understand what love is. God loved the world, amen, but our ways, amen, it's not good, amen. So maybe someone have hurt you. Jesus said he come to mend up the broken heart. God can mend the broken heart, but you got to cast it on him. You got to throw it on him and talk to him about it. Amen. Say, Lord, you got to clear this up for me. You got to help me. Yes, help me this way. Amen. He can do it if you allow him to do it. Amen. How you say, how a lot through reading? Amen. Getting out and being in the public with people of the same mind. I mean, spiritual mind, righteous mind. Amen. Fellowshipping. Amen. In the body of Christ. Amen. Moving around, you're going to make mistakes. That's what 1 John 1:9 is about. You make mistakes. You might offend someone that wasn't sure. Amen. What was said. So much happening today with people stressed out. Amen. This is the time of sorrow. Things that are happening, you're not sure where to go. Amen. Because of the end time, things of people breaking in and stealing anything. These are pestilence. In divers places. Amen. That's a sign of the end time. End time is here. Earthquake, bad weather. Amen. But if you put your mind and cast it on Christ and put yourself in the valve and people, that's what Jesus did. Jesus knew he had to go to the cross. He come to do the will of his Father. Amen. He knew he was going. Amen, to die for the world. How would you be if you knew, amen, you had a death sentence on you? It's bad enough to go through things now, but you know, you expect the world to love you and take care of you and look after you, you have to have a better outlook. Look at things 360 degrees. Look at all the situation. You're young, but now you're old. David said, I was young, but now I'm old. But I've never seen the righteous forsaken. Amen. Young people that's running and think, oh, I'm going to live forever. Amen. I don't like this. I'm going to drop it. I'm going to run. And those that are still middle-aged or young or old, still running and dropping. I don't like this. I don't care about this. But you have to look at all the picture. Are you looking at all the picture? You're looking at all the books. One day you might be sick and you need somebody. Amen. Amen. One day you might need somebody to encourage you, but you walked away from people and friends. Did you even try to make friends? Amen. Is that a problem? You came in the world being selfish. Now you're going to walk with Christ being selfish. That can be a problem. That's why you have to don't forget to assemble yourselves together. That's why we have to assemble ourselves together. All right, we're coming down now to the latter end of the broadcast. And amen. I'm not quite sure we have some more. Our studio is full up, amen, with listeners. And I thank God for you, amen. But I know I'm not the only one in the world. I know God has spoke to many other people. Amen, that mean, but if it's something that you can share, amen. Or you might want to go back and view this program, amen. You can go to www.blogtalkradio.com/JCI Ministries, and sit down and share it with others. JCI Ministries, amen. And look for the day and time, maybe tomorrow or next week, amen, and share these broadcasts, amen, with someone else, amen. We know the Holy Spirit, amen. He's the comforter. The Holy Spirit will comfort your heart, amen. Jesus called him the comforter, amen. He has a word for you, amen. He know how to reach places in your heart and your mind, amen. You have to let go. David said, "My father and my mother." Amen. All right. God bless you. God bless you. 4427. You're back on the air. Yes, sir.
You know, Richard, when I got my liver and kidney transplant, the Lord visited me in the ICU, and I asked him, I don't know why, but I asked him, why did he choose me? And he said that, my son, I can trust you to give me the glory. So when I was released from the hospital, I came home, and I didn't know how to respond to that and how I'm going to give you the glory, Lord. But I put aside the television I had at the time. I got rid of it, and for 5.5 years, I went without television and just stayed in the book, stayed in the Word, and because it was puzzling me that the Lord said he could trust me to give him the glory. And to this very day, that's what I'm, why I'm reading so much, is that that was something that he said to me that it just puzzled me, and up to this day, and I'm searching for that answer of how I'm going to give him the glory. But I didn't realize it at the time, but it was over 5.5 years before I got a television back. And during that time, I just wanted to stay in the Word, because to sacrifice a life, to extend my life and tell me that he could trust me to give him the glory, that kind of put me under the gun to, you know, I need to be about something here. And it's not what my calm of mind has on it. It's more than that. So, you know, you do have to put things out of the way and focus on God and really give all yourself to him, and move all the distractions out of the way. Like you say, you got to have a fire sale and just get everything out of the way that'll hinder you from really getting to know the Lord as best as you can.
Amen. How many transplants you had? Can you share that with us?
Oh, I had a liver and a kidney transplant, and 2 years ago I had triple bypass. And at the triple bypass, that was the night surgery. I had major surgery, and the morning before they released me at 1:47 a.m. in the morning, the Lord, I asked him, I didn't want to have the night surgery, but he showed me that morning before they released me from the hospital that the night surgery completed a symbol on my body that he wanted me to make, put that symbol and show it to the world. And he showed me what each incision represented in the Bible. So I've sent that symbol to the United States Registration Office. And every incision that was made on my body with those 9 surgeries represent a different part of the kingdom of God. And so now I'm getting the registration for it so that I can show it to the world. But I had 2 transplants and triple bypass.
Amen. That's very good. Those that are listening, amen. Those that are listening, amen. Jesus said, "I'll be with you always, always." And all of us have a purpose. Until our purpose is finished, amen. We can't leave here. I don't care what man try to do or whatever. You won't leave here. You won't leave here. Amen. Amen. I had that experience as well. Amen. So those that are listening, amen, God want to get close to you that he can share, amen, more. Amen. God bless you for that wonderful testimony. Those that are listening, amen, that is going through sickness, and amen, your faith in him. Amen. All right. Yes, sir. All right.
May I,
go ahead.
Yeah, this was it. When he said that, I just came home and I had been puzzled ever since because, you know, I think I look at it and that, you know, Jesus sacrificed his life and then for God to come along and take another life to extend my life and to tell me he could trust me and give him the glory, you know, that was something just weighed heavy on me. And it's something powerful that I've been searching and when he told me what each incision represented, I knew this is something I got to do. And it's amazing how God will put you in your destiny, and when you focus on him, he'll reveal things to you. And that's really been something awesome to me, how he just revealed things to me.
All right. God bless you. Amen. We may heaven smile upon you, and those of you, amen, are listening and want to go back to this broadcast, amen, you can go to www.blogtalkradio.com/Jesus Christ Ministries. Amen. If something always on your mind and you can't think of anything else, you're just going in a circle, amen, you have to ask God to get that off your mind and your heart, because he's trying to reveal something to you. And the enemy, amen, he uses those type of tactics. Amen. That's why Paul said renew our mind. We have to, amen, get rid of fear and jealousy and strife, because you don't know what God got for you. Amen. He's trying to help you, encourage you, and heal you. And we all, amen, go through traumatizing it one way or another, not family, finance, health, careers, now the economy. And but Jesus is our peace. He come, amen, that we might have life and have it more abundantly. You never know when you have to relocate. You didn't want to relocate, amen, but God knows best. If we let him be our Lord and Savior, amen, he will take care of his sheep. Amen. He will take care of his people and use us, amen, to help the others that trying to walk this journey. Amen. Those that maybe need another testimony like this. They wonder why they're going through what they're going through. Amen. Amen. Anybody got Job number? I can call Job. I need to call Job. And there's some things that Job can reveal. He cried. I know, we know Job cried. He suffered. Amen. Mentally and physically. Amen. But when Job came out of the fire, amen, when Job came out of the warfare, amen, God was using Job, amen. And when then God gave him double what he had. I couldn't read Job. I just look at it. I said, no man can go through it. And close it up. You know, when you're young and class, it's too strong. It's too strong. Amen. All right. We have 1615, area code 352. Yes, sir.
Bishop.
Yes, sir.
I tell you this. You have really stirred up a lot in me today concerning releasing. And I just want to say this. Till you ready to give up yourself, all the things in life that I had and all the things that I ran after, the things that God wanted most was me catch up with him. And
yes,
I tell you, all the things I valued before God saved me, they were the high dollar things in my life. But
yes,
when
sir,
I yielded my vessel to Christ, my whole life, I never knew this life. I never had any understanding of who God really was, or the things that he was offering. They were always something that, to me, that were man-made, or things I wanted I could get of myself. But
yes,
to understand that God, once I release myself and my desires and give him my will and take his will, then my whole life goes in another cycle. It goes to another dimension. And this, until we give up to God and love,
yes,
God,
sir,
the way he declared, love him with all our heart and all our might and all our soul, and all our strength, we'll never become what we're trying to become. We'll never find the joy of the Lord. We'll never find out our purpose. I'll never know our potential. But I just want to say that today, to maybe encourage someone. No, you got to run him down. Run him down. But you got to be free from everything else. Once you get him, he'll help you get free.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. God bless you, Bishop. I feel your spirit, and we thank God for the wonderful testimony. Men of God pouring their heart out, amen. And the question came to me that those that are listening, you know, when you say give up to God, they might not even know how to do that. You know, they might not know how to do that, you know. All right. We will try to simplify. We can get down to the closing now. Amen. Those of you that, amen, waiting around, don't wait around. Just push one on your phone. And there's a time, amen, those that start out in Christ first, you got to go to the church. You got to go to the church, amen, and kind of get involved with the pastor's schedules and times and, amen, and those get out of your own schedule and part of repentance, telling people that I'm sorry, write letters and call much as possible, because the love of God going to be overflowing in your heart and mind. And all leaders can share with me on this. They go through things and they still, God is still right there mending, and when we become broken, God, like, you know, the potter and the clay, God still got the clay. That's, we still are clay. Amen. He can take the clay, put it back on the wheel, but he get us where he wants us to be mentally. Amen. He'll add things in our life and people in your life, amen, that help you walk that walk. Amen. And talk the talk. Amen. And how we do that, we just say, Lord, you know, this, that, and the other, and then if it's a job, it's a career, whatever pertaining to what subject you involve in, he will, two or three people, say out of the mouth of two or three people, let my word be established for you. Amen. If you're trying to find a car, amen, if you start, first you got to go out and start looking. Amen. Preparation for blessing. Preparation to go ahead. Amen. A part of, we anyone else have anything else to say? We're coming down to the close of the show, to this program, and amen, if you was waiting, amen, you got about 30 seconds if you want to come in and share with us, but if not, we thank God always. It takes you, all of you, amen, to share with us, and you pulled your heart out, and we say share it with someone else. Share it with somebody else. All right. 1615. Area code 352, Bishop. 1615.
Yes, sir. You know,
lead us in a prayer.
Yes, sir.
If you will, leave us in a closing prayer. Yes, sir.
Most holy and all-wise God, we thank you for this day, this program, our bishop, how you're using this man of God to get the word of God across the airways in the hearts of the people. Thank you for the subject matters that he put in his spirit to share with us, to release us. We may be able to give ourselves. God loves a cheerful giver. God, we just thank you today for blessing us and blessing this man of God. We pray that you will cause others to flow into this and fall in and be able to take part in this program and in this exercise of faith. I pray today, God, for his family, that you keep him strong on the air. Continue to bless us all. Bless each one of us, God. Have mercy on us, O God, according to your loving kindness, according to the multitude of the mercies. You have mercy on each one of us.
God bless you.
Put your head high. Jamie Hawkins, everybody.